You say we don't know. We say we don't know. We say Drek This Out.
Hello and welcome to Drek This Out podcast. Thank you. Tonight is a special occasion as we have gathered together the stars of Picard to hand out awards for the achievements in the Star Trek universe. On this special episode, I'm joined by Gates McFadden and Marina Sirtis. Say hello, ladies. Wait, what do you mean they refused? Well, have you got Jenny Ryan or Michelle Hurd? What, they sent restraining orders against us? How about Michael Dorn and Brent Spiner? No? Anybody from the cast? Oh dear. Okay. Backup plan. Quick, phone up Deb and Andrea. And tell them to put their glad rags on, as this is a posh do. And if they refuse, tell them I have all the basement footage of them and Jason Isaacs, and I will not hesitate to use it. Okay, take two. Hello, and welcome to Trek This Out, and welcome to a special show. Right, so I've had to bring in the reserves, and hello to Andrea and Deb. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
I'd like to thank my mum and dad. I'd like to thank you, everyone I work with. I'd like to thank the rest of the Trek.
The music is about to start playing.
You haven't won anything yet, though.
But I thought it was an award show. I've come to collect my best presenter. Like, what's this about?
Yeah, I know. Somebody's getting ahead of themselves here, you know. Oh, no. Oh, dear me.
Suki's in charge.
Yes, and guess who's going to get all the awards?
Where's our Vimto?
No, I did not agree to Vimto for, you know, to be sent to you guys. What was the other thing you asked for?
Goodie bags.
No, yeah. Definitely not going to get any goodie bags. Not from me. I'm skint, I am. And I'm tight.
Conned. And I thought Jason Isaacs was coming.
He is, but not for you guys. He's my special guest, not yours.
All right, let's go then. Let's go.
Right. As you said, as I says, like, this is going to be like a special show that we've got where we're just going to go through each episode as to which was the most popular. And we've got various categories that we put out on Twitter, which the ladies will introduce. So what I'm going to do, start off with, is there was 10 episodes altogether in this season. Now I'm going to ask the ladies to choose... to let me know what they thought was the 10th most popular episode with all our reviewers and with us as out of our five lights out of five. So let's go with Deb. What do you think was our 10th most popular episode?
A 10th most? I would say it was four.
Four? Episode four? No win scenario.
Yes.
No. Andrea.
Ooh, I'm between Disengage and Surrender.
And you've got to make a choice.
I'm going to go Surrender.
Oh, Andrea, so sorry. You picked the wrong one.
Oh.
All right, can I go for Disengage then?
No, too late. Yes, Disengage was the 10th most popular episode within this season, as chosen by all our guest reviews. We did have a number of people that reviewed all the series with us, but there was about four of them. They only reviewed one or two episodes, so I've discounted them.
Quite right. Yes.
So Bob, who came on for one episode, Kenny, who came on for one episode, Izzy, who reviewed a couple of episodes, and Bruce Wayne, who reviewed two episodes right at the beginning, all their votes are discounted.
Can we ban them as well?
We didn't ban them. I mean, Bob, we could definitely ban if you wanted to. Kenny, we'll have back on. And Izzy, yeah. We've got something special for her later on. But Bruce Wayne, you know, I don't know who Bruce Wayne is, really, apart from a playboy.
Well, you see, there's a town called Gotham, It's a little village near where I was, near where I live normally. Yeah. There's a little town called, a village called Gotham, and apparently everybody there was supposed to, they pretended to be mad so that they didn't get called up by the king. And so there was the rumour that people from Gotham were mad, and that's why Gotham City, and also Newcastle's got a Gotham City as well.
Gotham Town.
Right.
So, and Bruce, it doesn't matter. Bruce Wayne's nice.
Bruce Wayne's nice. He is indeed, yes. Yeah. We've had him on the podcast in the past. So there was also a few categories. We did ask some of our reviewers, our listeners, our people on the Twitter to give us. And we did have a few suggestions, one of which was from Cat, Blue Cat on Twitter. And what was that topic? What was her category? Can you read that?
So it was for the worst off-topic discussion. I can't believe this is even a category, because we would never, ever be off-topic. No. We are so professional and so prepared. We never start talking shit in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah. Actually, having said that, I haven't got a pen. Oh, and did you see the Leicester result? Oh, that's terrible, isn't it?
Our side football chats was the winner, but also a special honourable mention for Deb's commentary of the boat race while we were trying to podcast. So I feel like this is a win for all of us, but in particular Deb.
Yay!
That was an awesome commentary that you gave us, and we was really, really impressed. You did put half our listeners to sleep while you're doing it.
I'm sure our non-British viewers immediately, listeners immediately, I found a pen now, immediately went off to find out about the boat race and check if Cambridge sank.
So yeah, we did have some extraordinary extra categories, which special mention goes to that Blue Cat from Cat's suggestion for us.
So is that my award?
Is that your award? That yes award? Yeah, we'll give you that one, because yeah, you were actually the one main culprit on both those categories there, the boat race and football, seeing as you're sitting in there with your Leicester top on as well.
Right. Well, I'd say thank you very much. I'm very honoured to receive this award, and I'd like to thank the directors that tell me what to say, and all the listeners, and my mum and dad who are downstairs. Yes. And for Andrea, who's responsible for everything.
Oh, so you're getting the blame there, aren't you? Well done.
Oh, champion. Speaking of Champions League, no.
That'll be us next season.
Shall we just go on to what we was voted as the 9th most popular episode? Come on, ladies. Which one of you is going to get this right this time around?
Surrender.
Well, yeah, I was going to say I was between those two for kind of, they'd maybe pop up down the lower end. So I'm going to stick with my strategy here and throw that one in.
My strategy is to nick what Eva Vin says. Sorry, Andrea.
Well, you know, you should have made your own choice there, because you're both wrong again. But for some reason, both the opening episodes were the two most unpopular episodes of the season. So episode one was our 9th most popular episode, The Next Generation. So that was a bit of a strange one there. So it started off poorly, and it just got better and better, I'd say. So if you want to read out our next category there, Deb.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Suki, to be part of this award ceremony. I'd like to announce the runners-up and winners of the 9th category, which is the best new character. And this was voted on by our wonderful listeners. It's between Captain Shaw, Jack Crusher, Sydney LaForge, and Other. And some people did put Other. And the winner is Captain Shaw! Yes. Quite right, too.
Yeah, he's a fantastic addition to the Star Trek canon. And let's hope he comes back. Have you got any idea how he's going to come back? And you pair?
Q.
I saw a really good theory for how they could bring him back. As a holographic engineer.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, because we have been, I did mention last time round, we were missing the holograms in this last season. There you go, next season, hologram engineer. As I says, we did have a number of reviewers who did review each episode for us. I have ranked them, not by, it's just what their total reviews were out of five, averaged them all out on the amount of reviews that they did. And who do you think, and I sent you everybody's list there of who we've got, who do you think was the reviewer that had the lowest points?
I'm going to go Tom, because Tom's a hard guy to please. Tom's a very discerning listener, but I know he did warm to this series, probably more than other things we reviewed historically, but he's usually pretty sparing on his grades, I think. He's that teacher that marks things toughly, so I'm going to go Tom.
I'm Taylor. Deb, you got an opinion on this?
I wish I'd done my homework now. I will go Miles.
Miles, right.
No idea why.
Well, you're both wrong again. So far, not one of you have got a point so far. Dave Kitchen. Dave really started off with some really low reviews. He wasn't impressed with the series. But as it went along, he did get a lot better into the show, and he started giving it higher marks. But initially, when he started, he was just some really low reviews. So Dave Kitchen, right, he's there as the person with the lowest reviews so far.
Congratulations, Dave. Suki will be sending you your award in the post.
It will be. No, it won't be anything. I was going to send you some Vimto, but I thought, no, just to wind these pair up. But no, I won't now. So we now go on to the eighth most popular episode. So let's see, Andrea, what do you think? Which was the eighth most popular?
I'm surprised about those first two, because I think it had a bit of a slump just before it kind of kicked back in. I don't know. I don't think Dominion got that much love in some ways. Go on, then, I'll go with that.
Dominion.
Surrender.
You're going to go with Surrender?
Yeah.
Oh, Deb, well, no, you got it wrong. It's Dominion. Andrea, well done.
I'm going to keep saying Surrender until it gets there.
Well, that's one way to make sure you get only the one point.
Well, it's not going to be the best episode, is it?
So, our next award is for the best death scene. Not counting our red shirt deaths at the end of the show. Only canon Star Trek deaths here. So, the nominees are Vadik for the comment, fucking solids. Sneed for his beheading by Worf. Shaw, you have the corn. Wipe with a tear. Law, killed by Spot. And the winner is Vadik for fucking solids.
Well done there to Amanda Plummer for a fantastic portrayal there of Vadik, the changeling. We were all impressed with her performance through the whole series, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you thought she was teetering on the OTT, but I don't think she did it, and she went over the... I loved her. I loved her. I know some people didn't like Kat, who got very annoyed. But, and the spinny chair. I think that's one of the highlights of the series, are the spinny chairs.
I feel like her menace and villainy was somewhat spoiled by it when we realised it was just, like, Puri from Kevin and Puri. It did take some of the sting out of her as a villain, I think, but I did enjoy that. I think we had some fun with that. I think that's one of the sort of running themes on this season.
Sarah should get an award for that.
Yes, Sarah should get an award for just spoiling our enjoyment there.
Changing our enjoyment.
Yeah, changing us. So our next... lowest reviewer with the lowest points for this season, who do you think? Again, you've got a list there.
Well, I've already thrown Tom into the mix, but I think Kat's going to be quite low. I think Kat, especially towards the end of the series, I think Kat was quite catty. So I think one of those two is going to be in that kind of lower end still. I'm still on that bandwagon.
Happy, which one are you going for so I can go for the other one?
I'm gonna go Cat. I think Cat's marked down a few episodes that I would have. I've been ridiculously generous all the season. I know that, but yeah, I'm going with that.
You might be right. I'll go Tom then.
Oh, you should have, you know, copied Andrea like you were initially going to do, because it was Cat. That's two to Andrea.
Yay, Cat.
Okay.
Very discerning. You see, that's the problem. If we got Jason Isaacs back, yeah, she would have scored. I think she's saving her points.
Because she came on for the first two episodes, and for the first two episodes, she was the lowest scorer out of all of us, because she had a 3 and a 3.5 for the first two episodes, and her scores didn't really go much higher, much higher than that, as she was going along. So yeah, Kat wasn't
she's saving it for when Lorca's back.
Mm-hmm. We now go on to the seventh most popular episode. Now this is where it gets a bit difficult, because I will let you have two suggestions here, because out of the four people that I took out, Bob Kenny, Izzy and Bruce Wayne, if we kept their voting, there'll be a separate episode there, a different episode. But if I didn't take took their vote out, it would be different, another episode. So I'm going to give you one suggestion, and it could either be right. So let's go with Deb this time.
Which one have we had? Okay, I will go... I'm not going to go Surrender, so it'll probably be Surrender. I'll go Imposters.
Imposters?
Ooh, I've got
episode 5.
Completely different players. I think this could be either Surrender or Box.
Okay, so the actual winner, if you add all the extra votes in, was Surrender. If you took the extra votes out, it'd be 17 seconds, episode 3.
Really?
Right, so... it's an extra point, another point.
Gosh, they did take a while to warm up.
Yeah. So we have our next category.
So the next award goes to the bit that made you cry the most. And the categories are, or the nominations are, the Enterprise D leaving space dock, Geordi to Data when he talked about friendship, Shaw dying, Picard and the crew saying what they thought was really goodbye, and the cat memory bit with Data. Nothing was Dave K. Yeah, there should have been a clue there, shouldn't there? And Seven's promotion by Tuvok from Jack McMorrow. Hearing Majel's voice. Shaw's speech about... oh, there were so many, weren't there? Shaw's speech about Wolf 359, Seven reminiscing about her time on Voyager, and the winner is... do you want to announce the winner? Because that was a long one. Go on, Andrea. The winner is...
Enterprise Leaving Space Dock.
Well, see, with this category, Deb, who did the social media for us this time round, fantastic job there, Deb, was she put the four categories down, but then underneath there was a load of other categories suddenly appearing. But because most people would just go with the poll, they all voted for Enterprise Leaving Space Dock. Now, if we had all these other category suggestions in there, it might not have been the winner at all. I mean, personally, myself, I would have gone with Shaw dying, because that did make me cry. I mean, I don't know, what was your favourite say?
There was so much. I think Andrew's the same, bawling your eyes out throughout much of it. But the Enterprise D was pretty special. There's just so many, and I think it would have won anyway.
I didn't cry. I was more like, yes, like that's what I wanted. Whereas I think the last episode, I pretty much spent the last 20 minutes just like crying and snotting, and yeah, there was quite a lot there in quick succession. But yeah, I think I can see why people picked it, because I think you can imagine that. But I kind of went the opposite with that, and I was like, kind of like, it was a fist bump moment for me. So
I didn't cry, but I was reading how many other people did, and that's why I put it in. I cried when Shaw died.
Yeah,
It was flashback. Flashback to when Lorca went.
So this is a bit of a big category, really, with so many suggestions coming through. But Enterprise leaving space dock. One out. Well done to that. We're now going on to our next reviewer. Now, we're going to do two here at the same time. So I want to know who's the next lowest and the one after that. This includes you guys as well. So here's a clue for you.
Oh. I don't know. I think Sarah's going to be pretty low. I think Sarah's kind of had a few, weeks where she's been
Sarah? Mm. What about you, Deb?
Could it be me? If you said it could be one of us, because I think I scored lower than you, Andrea.
I'll need two suggestions then for this one. Then let's have two suggestions. Okay. Right, so Andrea, what's your second suggestion as well? Because I need two people for this time round. So you got Sarah and.
Go on, then we'll throw Deb in there.
Sarah and Deb.
All right, and I'll say either me or oh, we've had Tom, haven't we? Have we had Tom? No, Tom then.
Not. Okay, so for the first time, you've got some points on the board, Deb, because you've got both Tom and Deb correct. So you got 2 points there, lass.
I think I was the same as Kat. Andrea, yeah, I was just wanting. I just thought I'd leave room for it to get better, and it did, and it was already superb, and I wanted Jason Isaacs to be in it.
Well, looking at it, you totaled about 40 points over the whole season, and Tom was just below you at 38.5. Right, so that's why you were just above Tom.
Sure,
right, so far on the leaderboard, shall I just say, Deb has got 2 points. Andrea has 4.
How many have you got?
How many have I got?
Yeah.
I've got all of them. That's why I'm keeping the Vimta. So we'll now go on to the 6th most popular episode. Again, 2 suggestions, because we had, if we count to the points that were taken out, they had one episode. If we leave the points in, we'd have another episode. So I'll have 2 suggestions again.
Vox, I'm going Vox.
You're going to go for Vox and...
Can Surrender and 17 Seconds come back again?
Saying anything?
Well, no, come on. I think that's part of the rules. Is does that mean they're out now? They're done? Or could they come back again?
They could come back again.
Oh, you're making this hard. All right, I will go Surrender or No Win Scenario.
Okay. Now, if you'd have just left it as Surrender and 17 Seconds, you would have got 2 points. You've got the one. Right, and
so
Vox.
It's exactly the same as the last.
Oh. Yeah. And so, what did you
say? Along at home.
Vox,
not
getting any points.
Oh, you get no points. Oh, sorry about that then. All right, so we shall now go on to our next category. Did I miss you out last time, Deb?
No. We're back into. All right, okay.
So our next category: what should they have renamed the Titan? Which, of course, was renamed Enterprise. Some people loved it. Some people kind of went ooh. So our suggestions and nominees for the alternative new name for the Titan was the Picard, Liam Shaw, Shipface, which I prefer Boaty McBoatface, but you know. Or the Titanic, and the winner was Picard. I think that would have made a lot of people happy. Actually, I can kind of see where they've done Enterprise, but I don't know. I think when they said it's kind of named it on a review, I was really expecting to see Picard on there, but
Baldy.
Baldy. No, but I too was expecting Picard, but I'm also thinking for future series in the franchise, they're just going to go back to the original, which is Enterprise. I mean, I don't think they were going to name another ship called Picard and then not have the character of Picard in there. That's me. I think they were just thinking about the future of the franchise and decided to go with Enterprise. It's a shame. Right, our next category is our next lowest reviewer. So, again, I hope you've been crossing off the names that I sent you so you know who you got left. Let's go with Deb.
Well, if it's going to be like the last one, I'd say Tom and Deb.
No, there's only one this time.
There's only one this time. But you've put... So Tom and me are out then?
Yeah, Tom and you are out.
Oh, okay. All right, then. I will say... Have a look at the list again. Kenny's out, isn't he? So... And Bob's out. I will go... Is it Steve?
Steve.
Because I was going to go Sarah, but then that's me nicking Andrea's again.
See, I think Steve was a lot more positive than Sarah. I think Sarah, I think she's going to be in and around this kind of bit.
Yes, Andrea's correct. It was Sarah. That's Sarah only reviewed 5 out of the 10 episodes. I think Mr. Davis might have had something to do with that, decided to... As we have said, mentioned that he has a tendency to take over a podcast, and he probably decided he was going to give all the category, all the votes for his family.
So, let me just check again. This is Steve Davis, not the snooker player?
You know, you're really upsetting the poor lad here. You know, I imagine he's why is she saying that to me for? Why? Yes. So let's go on to, we're halfway through now to our fifth most popular episode. So let's go with Deb.
Imposters.
Well, I've got that a lot higher. Yeah, I really like the bounty, but I'm not, I don't know, I kind of think.
There's a lot of dead air not going to be editing out.
I'm going to say the bounty.
You're going to go with the bounty?
I really liked it, but.
Do you know something? Debbie's making a comeback here because she's got imposters right as well.
Yes.
Well done there, Deb.
I put that really high.
Well, the votes for imposters, if we look at the imposters, we've had 5 from me, 4.5 from you, 3 from Deb, 3 from Kat, 4.5 from Sarah, 4 from Steve, 5 from Drew, 4 from Dave, 4.5 from Darren, 3.5 from Tom, 4 from Jack, 4.5 from Miles, 4.5 from Drew. David Paul, I should say, 5 from Schrodinger's librarian.
I should have paid attention then. That might have given me a clue on the next person.
I think it's been a really like quite divisive episode that, because I think it's either been like a 4.5, 5 or like a 3. Like, I think it's divided opinion a bit, that one. But I had that in my top 2.
No, it came, as I says, it came 5th. And it had an average of 4.2 on the ratings from 14 reviews.
I think that shows how high the other ratings are, really.
I think that's also down to, I think, Deb and Kat, because they had 3 each on their ratings on that. And that just brought me down a bit.
Sorry, I must have been in a bad mood.
So we are now on to... our next category.
So this category is for the best baddie. We have nominated Vadic, Borg Queen, Law, whoever killed Shaw. And the winner is clearly Vadic.
Vadic. This is second category won by Vadic. Amanda Plummer did an excellent job this season. And do you think she had any real competition, really, in this season as a best baddie?
I think the thing is, the Borg Queen was kind of in the background, but really had like about 3 minutes of screen time. Similarly, Law was kind of around and he had his like brief little scene, but really that was it. I think they were too central to, and let's be honest, whichever red shirt killed Shaw was just like, you know, I think.
I know. I mean, the other thing about Vadic is I know Kat found her annoying, but then you think she's going to be two-dimensional evil baddie, but then all of a sudden she's talking to what we now know is the Borg Queen, and she's frightened. And then when she's talking about how when she was being experimented on, there was so much depth, I think, that she was able to show. In a way, I think we're congratulating Amanda Plummer as much as the character.
Mm-hmm. We are indeed. So we'll now go on to our next category, which is our next lowest review. Now, this is a three-way tie. All right, so you've got three choices here. So three people of our guest reviewers, and we'll go with Deb.
Miles.
That's can one. You've got three choices.
All right. Darren. Steve. I don't know.
I'm going to go Darren. Davey Paul. I think I'm going to go Miles as well.
Okay. All right. So the only person you got right out of the six suggestions you just got me, gave me, is Steve. And that's Deb.
Oh, wow.
Point. But the other two.
Is that a pointless answer?
Wrong game show. The other two were Andrea. You were here. And Schrodinger's Library. Now, all three of you, your average for reviewing all 10 episodes was 4.2 per episode. All right, so that's why you're down here, like out of all the reviews. It's just a bit, I thought you were a bit more positive than that, Andrea, but it looks like other people were more positive than you.
I honestly thought I was, like, horrendously positive. I was thinking, I must be, like, kind of top two or something. I don't think, like, me and you, Sophia, I think we're probably, I was thinking we're going to be, like, quite high. I think Jack's going to be up there. I think Jack's a positive season, but, yeah, I'm surprised I'm so low down.
A 4.2, I mean, that just shows, really, how great the series was.
It's close. It was close all the way down. All the way down, it was close.
Turtles all the way down.
Turtles
all the way down. I have to get the episodes Terry Pratchett referencing.
Oh, right. The turtles on the elephant's backs.
Yeah.
Or is it the elephants
it's just
on
the turtles back? All the way down.
Okay. We should now go on to the fourth most popular episode.
Ooh,
let's go with Andrea.
Oh, see, I'm really kind of thrown now at what I thought would be near the top. So I'm thinking, we haven't had no win scenario, have we?
We have not had no win scenario.
Yeah, I put that really high, but then I thought 17 seconds would be higher. I thought imposters would be higher. I think Last Generation might be top.
Yeah, should be.
That leaves me Vox. We've had Surrender. I don't know. Is the bounty going to be really high? I think the bounty, I still think that's probably going to sit about there.
The bounty. Right, Deb.
Vox.
Well, Andrea gets a point there because it was the bounty. Bounty, the fourth most popular episode we had this time round.
I can't even remember what that episode was.
We'll have the next category, and that's Andrea.
So, for the best surprise guest star, and I think these all were really genuinely surprises for me. I know one of these was slightly spoiled for some people, but these were generally, oh my God, I didn't know they were going to be there. So, our dear Tuvok, Tim Russ, Michelle Forbes, as Ro Laren, Star Trek royalty, Majel, who did although we didn't see her, we heard her voice. And our very special original Chekhov was also a voice appearance from Walter. And the winner was Michelle Forbes. I'm kind of surprised.
Why is that? Why are you surprised for?
I don't know. I think you forget how much love there is for that character. We really didn't see that much of in TNG, if you think about it, in terms of kind of screen time, like compared to someone like Tuvok. It's amazing how much love there is. And even then, I think they're kind of teasing how they could bring her back. So that's quite interesting, I think.
She kind of concluded her story arc, though, in Picard. Mm. Very much concluded. But, the whole of how she came back was a big surprise as well.
I think because she came back for a whole episode, and it was basically her and Picard, and they had a really good story within that episode. Plus, there's the spousing death, you could say, because we did discuss it on the episode when he was recorded, that there's ways of her to have got off that shuttle. she can be brought back. But because I think that whole episode just was centered on those two characters, that's why she was the biggest surprise. I think it was spoiled for Michelle Forbes because she was part of the first six episodes that was also released to reviewers. So it was out there that Michelle Forbes was appearing. But the other two or three, Tim Russ, Nigel Barrett and Walter Koenig, right, they were all surprising.
No, they weren't, because Tim Russ put it out there.
Oh, apart from Tim Russ, but the other two then. Nigel Barrett.
I did a really good job of not seeing spoilers this time. I'm normally a bit rubbish at it, and I've kind of gone through phases where I've been like a thirsty spoiler hound, and I completely spoiled an entire season of Doctor Who that way, and I was like, well, I'm going to do this again. But sometimes you accidentally see those bits, but I've kind of did really well not to be massively spoiled this time, and I'm quite pleased about that. People are generally getting a little bit better at not ruining things. You know, you still get the odd two lose, like, oh, I've seen the episode and this happened. But I think in general, I think people do try to be a little bit mindful.
I think it was Tim Russ, actually. It came up as a pop-up because I follow Star Trek as a theme, and I muted everything and was really careful, so I didn't follow any threads, but it came as a pop-up. So it was just unavoidable. But I'd say I'm not... it didn't really matter.
Yeah, well done to Michelle Forbes as the best surprise guest star.
Right, I thought Bob would won that one. Bob. He surprised me. Bob, yeah.
Of course, I forgot about Bob. Why didn't somebody mention Bob? Oh, dear.
Well, we could take it off Michelle and
because I think Michelle's more deserving rather than Bob. Next, our next lowest reviewer. So we've got six people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people left in our list of reviewers. Now, who do you think our next lowest reviewer was? Let's go with Andrea.
Right. Definitely think Jack's going to be one of the highest ones. So I'm going to say Drew.
I'm going to go with Drew. Okay. Deb?
Miles.
Miles. Okay. You're both wrong. It's Jack.
Really?
Yeah, Jack. Jack was our next lowest reviewer there.
I think we're getting to the stage now where we should be looking at the most positive.
Yeah,
because we haven't got many left, have we?
No, so. Actually, I've counted David Paul as two people for some reason. Right, so it's actually one. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people left to go.
So yeah, six, the most positive reviewer.
So we're now going on to our third most popular episode. Again, you've only got three choices. If you've been crossing them off your list,
yeah.
Let's go with Deb.
We slammed that fox and we thought that was a bit crap. No-win scenario. Has that one come up yet?
No.
So no-win scenario, Dominion.
Oh, that's
gone. We've had that one. No-win scenario, Fox and The Last Generation. I will go Vox then.
Vox. You're going to go with Vox as well? Both wrong. episode four, no-win scenario, was the third most popular episode. Right, so let's go. No win scenario had an average of 4.4 from our 13 reviewers. Right, so that's why it finished above the just below Vox and Last Generation.
I thought that Vox, because everybody was like, "Oh, please don't let it be the Borg." It's still, mind you, when the reveal happened, it was pretty good, even though we'd all guessed it.
Felt a bit like, right, just getting the finale now. Like, it felt like it was just like a bridging episode, so the last one could, like, do its thing. I don't know. Maybe I need to revisit that episode. Maybe it's better than I think.
More popular with our reviews than you think. What did you guys vote? Let me have a look. Well, no win scenario. 4.5 from Andrea, 5 from Deb. No, I did it 4.5 as well. So we should go on to our next category.
Best guest presenter. This is a very important one. The nominations are Izzy, Bob, and Cardboard Jason, which clearly it's got to be Cardboard Jason. So I open the envelope, and the winner is Izzy.
Oh, well done to Izzy.
She was good, far too good.
She put us to shame as she presented that episode for us. I know we're a bit haphazard, but like we were even worse when she came onto the show, and she just really, really, really did a fantastic job. I think we were all impressed with her on the episode, weren't we?
She coped with a lot, and she prepared and just seemed so slick. Definitely, we've got a lot. Well, no, we're not going to change, are we? No. But she set a good example.
We're setting our ways now. But I think this is a nice point just to thank all of our guest hosts who've come on the face of the series. It's been a pleasure to have all of you. I'm sure there'll be opportunities to come back in the future. Strange New World isn't far away. And we would love to have all of you back on the show at some point. So thank you to everyone who's dropped in. And our unusual style of saying that you're going to host. which is unusual, I think. We need someone to keep us alive. It would just be chaos if we don't have an adult in the room. So, but thank you to everyone who's been on the show. Absolute pleasure.
Well done. Thank you very much, Ed, Andrea. Well said. If you would like to get in touch with us to guest house, we are on the Twitters at Trek This Out Pod. Just give us a direct message on there. Let us know you want to come on the show, and we will get you to guest house, actually house the episode, because we can't be bothered to do it ourselves. That's why.
Although if you don't want to do that, you can still come on. But we will, you'll be very welcome to host and put us in our place and show us up.
No. When they come on, I will be hosting. So if they don't want to do it, you pair will have to do it for me then.
I'm just trying not to scare them off.
Nobody's scared off coming to our podcast. I mean, good grief. We're not that scary. Shall we go on to our next most positive reviewer? So let's go with Deb.
Right. Just looking to see who we haven't had yet.
We've got five people left.
We still had Miles, and we were thinking Miles could be Gar down there. I'll go Miles. Miles. Sorry, Miles.
Andrea?
I'm going to stick with Drew.
You're going to stick with Drew? Oh, dear me. You're both wrong again. It's Davey Paul. Davey Paul, who gave us some...
Davey and Paul.
Davey Paul. Davey and Paul. No, Davey Paul. Davey Paul, who sent us some written reviews, and he also sent us some audio feedback as well, which is another way any of our people that like to get in touch with us can do. Which brings us to Steve Hatcher. Steve Hatcher, even though he gave us all written audio reviews for all of our episodes, never actually gave any lights out of five. He unfortunately does not appear on our review list. So next time I will get him to do reviews, five lights out of five.
Is this where we have our honourable mentions then?
You can do whatever
on the Oscars. They always, you know, and also who didn't make the show, we have our honourable mentions.
But that's from In Memorial, isn't it?
No, they have them as well.
Nobody died.
No.
Oh, like Shaw.
Sure. He's the only one that passed away, and we will, all commiserate on his passing there, I do believe. Yes, so we are now going on to our second most popular episode.
Box.
Do you mind? Oh, I ain't got to you yet.
Oh, come on, get on with it.
Okay, so both of you agreed that it's Vox. Yes, and both of you get them extra points.
Yes.
But by the looks of it, this ain't going to make much of a difference. Actually, it might do, because Deb has got 6 and Andrea has 7.
Ooh.
Yeah, Vox, second most popular episode. So we've only got one more to go. After this, we shall now go on to our next category.
So this is for the red shirt of the season. And the nominees are Suki.
Thank you.
Suki.
Oh.
All I'm saying is I wasn't in charge of the social media that week. And the winner is... Deb!
Just thank you for voting for me. I appreciate your supporting my annoyingness and ability to get distracted and annoy Suki by
Yes.
I feel like my favourite red shirt death of the season, and I feel if we're doing honourable mentions, I think it should be for the Giants' base vagina. Because red shirt death score, I think that was impeccable. That was also really on kind of brand. So yeah, I think honourable mention for the Giants' base vagina.
Thank you very much.
And that came back, I think, two or three times during the rest of the season because it was that memorable. Yeah, so fantastic. Yes, as I did say earlier, Deb was in charge of social media, and she did sort of stack all the votes against me, and I did vote for myself on the actual Twitter. So, but if you count up all the red shirts over the season, most of it went to Deb. So yeah, so that's why Deb is the winner for this category. Well done, Deb.
Honoured.
We've got four people left in our most popular reviewers. So we go on to our fourth most popular. Who do you think, Andrea?
Who have we not mentioned? I'm going to call you, Sophie.
Actually, I've just realised our third and fourth are actual equal. So you need two suggestions.
I'm going to say you. I think you've got to be around about now. And let's say, because we've mentioned him in every round, let's say Miles.
Miles, okay. Deb.
Right, is Bruce Wayne in there somewhere?
No, I discounted Bruce at the beginning because he only did just two reviews.
Okay, so I am going, oh gosh, we haven't got many left, have we? So have we had Darren?
We have not had Darren.
All right, okay. I'm going to go Darren and Miles.
Darren and Miles. All right. The only person that gets a point there is Andrea, because yes, I was one of these two. Is me and Drew, because we both got 4.4 average on the 10 episodes that we reviewed together.
Got to apologise to Miles, haven't we?
Well, to be honest, let's have a look at this. Miles put the reviews in and they were all quite high, but he only reviewed for a couple of episodes, two or three episodes, while you were all on the episodes together, so you read them out. But I went back to him and asked him to review the rest, and that's where he sent in the reviews.
Oh, you sneaky.
That's where we don't know, you see. So.
This is where it's all guesswork then. So we now go on to best episode.
Right, okay.
And that's me. Deb.
So the best episode, as you know, we've been through the series. So the nominations would be Next Generation, Disengage, 17 Seconds, No Win Scenario, Imposters, The Bounty, Dominion, Surrender, Vox, The Last Generation. And the winner is La La Land.
What?
No, it's not. Sorry, we need to apologise to the people who made that god-awful film and thought they'd won an Oscar. It's not them at all.
They're already halfway up the stage here. Push them back. Yes, so the winner was... Andrew, what was the winner?
The winner was The Last Generation.
Last Generation. Well done. This was like a fitting tribute to the end of Picard and the Next Generation as a whole. I really enjoyed this episode. I gave it a 5. And quite a lot of people, 9 people gave it a 5 out of 5. So it was such a popular episode. So, I mean, I can't really fault it too much. What did you guys think?
I think it ended really well, because I think sometimes, I think when you have a really strong season, it kind of builds and it feels a bit flat, or it just peaks a bit too early. Whereas I think the pace, I think it started quite well, and then there was a really strong kind of, I think episode 3, 4, that kind of period, I think it really kind of found its stride. It did sort of have a little dip for me, but I think it was a really well paced season. I think there was enough kind of to spread over the 10 episodes, and it didn't feel too flat. I think the only criticism I would have is it felt a bit of that, like, kind of Lord of the Rings, like, is it finished? No, it's not finished. Is it finished? Is it? No, it's not fair. And it kind of, but it wasn't, I don't think it detracted from the episode. I think there was enough fan service in those scenes for me to kind of keep me happy. But I think if you maybe less of a Trekkie, I know sort of Michael, he was the sort of non-real Trekkie in the house, had said that he thought, you know, the bit where they turn the lights off on the Enterprise, he thought that was, that should, it should stop there. That should have been the last thing you saw. That was the way to end it for him. So, but the tease enough Star Trek Legacy, which, like, but, let's all get behind that because I really want that.
Michael should have been correct. They could have just taken that little scene, it says switching off the lights, and then just put it at the end of the episode if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. Let all the other things play out, you know, like the Enterprise F or G, whatever it was, flying off with a seven at the helm, letting them all fly off, and then just put that little scene right at the end where they switch off the lights. They could have done that. Michael could have been right. Deb, what'd you say?
Oh, so I got my brain got drifted off as to when all the lights were on when they came out of Spaceport, that we thought there might have been a cleaner that was sort of just hoovering up and had got all the lights on, and that's why, although there were only one room, I was just wondering if the cleaner was still on there and was suddenly realised all the lights were out and the Henry the Hoover wasn't working anymore. This is why I'm red shirt, isn't it? It was beautiful. It was just so beautiful. And every one of those where you thought it was going to be the ending was just perfect. You know, it had to finish on the poker scene because of all best good things and the friendships. And it could have been a bit naff that Data was now got emotions and was different, but it wasn't. And I just loved it. It was beautiful. And also because we knew it was going to be the last of the series, it was, the peril was there. They could have died when they were saying goodbye to each other and on the ship where Beverly and, I'm sorry, Marina and Troy were, they were having to make a decision as to whether their, you know, lovers could, were going to be killed. Did they abandon them for the sake of humanity? And oh, it, that was tough as well. I cried a lot, probably.
Okay,
ripping. And also because I watched with my friend who kept screaming and that made it funny.
So now we come to another tough choice, so our most positive review, and now we've got two left, so I need to know who our second most positive reviewer was. Let's go with Deb.
I don't know, I've got to get back onto
I'll give you the choices. Miles, okay, or Darren Pickles.
I am so sorry, Miles. This is not fair, because in retrospect, you would score things differently, wouldn't you? I'm going to stick with it. I'll go Miles.
Andrea?
I'm going to say Darren, because I'm thinking back to Darren's reviews, and he was pretty positive throughout. So I seem to remember a lot of fives, so I'm going to go there.
Deb's going Miles, and you're going Darren. It's Deb. This. Right. So.
Is it a tie now? Is it a tie?
It's a tie. What a way to end the series.
Yeah, because we're both going to guess the most positive now, aren't we? I think it's fair, to be honest.
This is fair, yes. Yeah, yeah. So Miles was our second most popular reviewer, most positive reviewer, I should say. And then that was. Our most positive review was Darren.
That's what I said.
No, you
got it the wrong way around. The question was who was the second. Yeah, I did wonder when you said it.
The question then.
Now I feel guilty whether I've got it wrong.
No, you did ask for that, but I'm very happy to give the point to my bestie.
Well, in that case, she wins it if you give her the points.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
I think we should have the draw, and then we
don't. Oh, I think we should have the draw.
Or whatever Sookie's got plotted up for this, like, carefully planned draw.
I've got nothing plotted up. One of the positives from Miles being part of this review section is that he got in touch with me and let me know that for some reason his own podcast has suddenly shot up with a load of downloads, right? And they haven't really been putting out that many podcasts recently, but for some reason, this last couple of weeks, when he's been sending us reviews, they've shot up by loads. So it's a positive thing for his podcast.
Great. Well done, Miles.
Yeah. So Darren, as our most popular reviewer, I will send you a can of Vimto. There will be a goodie bag, because I don't know what goes in a goodie bag, because I don't do them sort of things, but I can send you a can of pop. All right, so I'll get in touch with you somehow and send you that can of pop.
Can I say, this is the first, I mean, it is the end of the series, really, time that I've been a regular presenter, and I've really liked it and felt it's been great fun. I've looked forward to it every week, so thank you for letting
me. Yeah, I can't wait for Lindsay to come back.
I miss Lindsay too. But it's been great fun, and thank you so much for letting me. I hope I can stay. And thanks to everybody that listens. Also, if you're looking up, if you're in the UK in August, there is Destination Trek, whether it goes ahead or not, I don't know, but we're booked in the hotel and you're nearby. So I think whatever happens, we should have a great get together. And
yeah, we will do something a bit closer to time, but you do know you will be back on the podcast before then to do Strange New Worlds.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
June the 15th, Strange New Worlds drops. It's on Paramount Plus for all those people who have got Paramount Plus. You'll be able to catch it on there. If all those that haven't, there are means and ways. Just get in touch. But I'd just like to say thank you to Deb and Andrea for being my co-hosts, or my host, and I'm being your co-host for Trek This Out. It's been great. Lovely chatting to you. It's been such a lot of fun. I can't wait to do this again when Strange New Worlds comes around.
Yay. Thanks, Suki.
No worries, ladies.
I do love you, really.
What's your name again? Yes. Even though you've got a Leicester City... No, better not stop talking football. On behalf of the team here on Trek This Out, it's goodbye.
Bye. Thank you. And the win... Oh, do we have a clip or anything?
Well, I can try and find a clip, but, you know, you're just putting me extra work on me. Thank you very much, Deb.
That's all right.
And that'll go to Andrea.
So...
You did the last one.
What did she? Oh, sorry, I do apologise. We'll go to Deb.
That's all right, I don't mind. She does it better than me.
You know, that's a short episode. 1 hour.